deserts on my horse. But jokes aside, I wanna come back home. You know, that night I said I had to go. You said you'd meet me on the sunny road. It's time, meet me on the sunny road. It's time, meet me on the sunny road. I never married, never had those kids.
Good morning and welcome to Sunny Road. I'm Joan Reno, your host for the next hour this Friday, September the 26th, 2025. Happy fall. I've been away for a few weeks, you know, a bit of sickness and then some fun travel, but I am happy to be with you here today, sharing and listening to some great music. There's just so much new music being released, and I'll be sharing a lot of that with you today. Some local that is very impressive and joyful. Why do we listen to music? I mean, do you remember when you started? Probably as a kid or a very young person. What's the first music album or performer you became obsessed with? Do you remember? Do you have a current obsession? Music, listening, playing it, appreciating it is a lifetime joy. So, a toast to joy. Toast your coffee or tea to joy. And let's just kick off today's show. And we're going to start off with Mise en Scene. Mise en Scene, they're a local duo that's been performing and recording since 2020. This song is a single they put out in June. It's called Beige Corolla. It's a delicious earworm. And then after that, Begonia. Also local and an amazing powerhouse. I just loved the latest. Last time I saw her was at the Folk Festival, and it was an incredible performance. Her latest album, Fantasy Life, will be released next month, and I'm going to play Hotter Than the Sun from that album. Then Kat Clyde, she's from Ontario. I saw her at the Folk Festival a few years ago and just was so enamored by her. This is a single she released a few weeks ago, and it's called Wild One. After that, Bobby Dove, another artist who calls Manitoba home. They put out a single a few weeks ago, too, and it's called Not Much of an Outlaw. I love it. It's got this great classic country sound. And then for our fifth song in this first set of Sunny Road is by singer-songwriter Lily Seabird. Can that be a real name? Who cares? I mean, but I'm just curious. Could be a real name. She's from Burlington, Vermont. She released her third album this spring, and she reminds me a lot of the incredible Victoria Williams. This song is called Trash Mountain 1 p.m., and it's from the album of the same name. So, yeah, this is what we're going to start off today's show with. So, enjoy. Here is Beige Corolla by Mise en Scene.
Didn't think there's something inside that makes me want.
Stop. see past it. I wanna see past it, but it's glaring at me with laser sharp eyes. Could I go through it? I gotta go through it, but I'd never do it. Hellos and goodbyes. Why can't I be
how are we supposed to
You're listening to Sunny Road here on CKUW 95.9 FM. And we just heard from Mise en Scène, Begonia, Cat Clyde, Bobby Dove, and Lily Seabird. And it is currently 10:23 a.m. And let me tell you about the weather. It's 14 degrees right now at the airport. We're expecting a high today of 21, mainly sunny. Tonight, a low of 8 with a 30% chance of showers. Tomorrow, it's going to be sunny and a high of 22. And, going to be sunny on Sunday, too, a high of 26. It's actually, from now until next Thursday, which is the forecast available, it's going to be in the mid-20s and sunny. Wow, isn't that nice? It's going to have a very, very nice end of September, early October week. Looking forward to it. All right, let's continue on now with the music. So, we have a great bluegrass band here in Manitoba. I'm sure more than one, but I'm just going to play this one right now, the Stanley County Cut-Ups. And they have a new single that they released in July. It's called All Aboard. I love that prairie bluegrass sound. Then after that, Saskatchewan's Jake Vedaland with his, you know, vintage iconic sound. He released this single last month. It's called Great Joy and Happiness. And then from Colorado, Joby Riccio. She's new to me. She's been putting music out for a few years now. This is a single she put out in April called Wildfire Season. Something we can all relate to here in Manitoba. Okay, so let's start it off. Here's the Stanley County Cut-Ups, All Aboard.
Touches me and says, I see you traveling alone. And by the way, son, you forgot to say amen. He said, I guess it's something I need to explain. I try to talk to everyone riding this train. Some folks listen, but most don't pay me no mind. And the train keeps rolling, and the world keeps turning. At the front
train slowed down unexpectedly. I opened my blind and he touched my knee, saying, this is my stop, son, but you won't be traveling alone. I looked out the window to wave him goodbye, but there's nobody there just to light the sky. I lose my breath and my heart turns cold as stone. Now life looks different from my window seat. I can feel the wheels are turning underneath my feet. Knowing where I'm going is better than where I've been. And the train keeps pretend.
got my life ahead of me. In a few years I'll be 29 and I am fucking terrified. Complacency, and you never miss your water till your well runs dry and you see the ash falling from the sky. 'Cause wildfire season's here again. Each year it's harder to pretend that we've been doing all we can. Each year we're harder to defend. Oh,
welcome back to Sunny Road. That was Wild Fire Season by Colorado's Joby Riccio. That is, wow, that is one kick-ass song. It's a great song. It's really telling it like it is about the politics and the issues about climate change, wildfires, all that. Anyway, we heard her, and before that, it was Jake Vadeland with Great Joy and Happiness, and we started it off with the Stanley County Cut-Ups, All Aboard. You're listening to Sunny Road here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'm your host, Joan Reno. Thank you for joining me. It's always my pleasure to be here. And, yeah, we'll continue on. We'll continue on with some music. Have you seen the Lilith Fair documentary yet? I have not. I think I'll be watching it tonight. I really wish I could have gone to Lilith Fair, but always been a fan. And Sarah McLachlan has been in the news a lot lately. She's got a new album out. And she refused to perform live for the premiere of the Disney release of this documentary in protest of free speech and specifically on the restrictions brought against Jimmy Kimmel by the current administration. So good for her. Good for you, Sarah McLachlan. I'm going to play Better Broken from the album of the same name. That's her brand new album. And then we're going to hear from Manitoba's Virgo Rising. And they have been recording since 2021. This is a single they released in 2023. It's called Nail Biter. I like that. They're also performing this weekend at the, what's it called? Breakout West, the Western music, what is that called? The Music Conference and Western Canadian Music Awards. So they'll be performing there. After that, we're going to hear The Pairs. They are a trio from London, Ontario, made up of twin sisters and their long childhood friend. And beautiful, beautiful harmonies. We're going to hear the song Self-Aware, Then Self-Obsessed. They're going to be actually in Winnipeg at the West End Cultural Center in November. And then we'll hear from Whitney Kay, a Canadian band, I think based out of the West Coast now. I don't know how I found out about Whitney Kay, but I really like the song. It's called Morning After. So we're going to hear those four songs and, yeah, I hope you enjoy them. It's 10:39. Here is Sarah McLachlan, Better Broken. Thank you.
that you're my savior. Both remember what we want to get us through the night. So don't come back to me begging, why'd you leave? Tell me why. How could you let this go? Let it be. All it is, small and still, a memory like a stone, a jagged edge made smooth by time. Thank you.
self-aware than self-obsessed.
Flight out after a slow couple months on the couch. The world opened up and you wanted out. Skipping state lines, borderlines, and truck stall cafes, and all the sad songs that people sing when love is gone away.
Welcome back to Sunny Road at 10:52 a.m. I'm almost finished for today. I'll finish up at 11, but stay tuned for Of No Fixed Address with Al and Deb. coming up at 11 live. So yeah, they're here in the studio. So that's great. I'm going to just finish off with a couple songs. So we just heard Sarah McLachlan, Virgo Rising, The Pairs, and Whitney Kay, and all wonderful Canadian performers. I'm mostly playing Canadian, but you know, that's just because there's just so many great ones. And but I understand it is not any artist's fault what their administration does, and so I don't want to punish any American performing artists in any way. But we do have a lot of great music. So but coming up next, a great American performer called Jesse Wells. Very into him. He posts regularly on Instagram with new songs. He's a total protest singer songwriter, and I'm a huge fan. This song is called Changes in the Air, and it's from his 2025 album, Pilgrim. He's put out, like, I don't know, 4 albums in the last year. He's very prolific. So this, we're going to hear Changes in the Air, and then we'll finish it off with Winnipeg's own Field Guide from his self-titled album. We're going to hear Leave You Lonely. Field Guide will also be performing at Breakout West this weekend. So here we go. I'm saying goodbye. Adios. Here's Jesse Wells. Changes in the air. It sure is.
Everyone was so depressing in the stupid white shoes. I don't have the same bliss, I ain't got the same blues. White trash holding hands on the crumbling road, that's you and me, baby. At the will of the wind, not doing what we're told, that's you and me, honey. And I don't know a thing, I feel just like a boy. But I know that both sides of the thing that we're flipping is on the same coin. It's gonna be a long, cold winter, but I'm glad we got to hang. For things to stay the same around here, there's gonna have to be some changes. Saudi princes, tell me what have you seen? I tell you about the brown-eyed Midwestern women listening to bad company. It's gonna be a long, cold winter, but I'm glad we got to hang. For things to stay the same around here, there's gonna have to be some changes.
So I'm giving them my best shot.